Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 28 of Jonah. Today's title is People Need the Lord. Billy Graham said, "The farther we get from God, the more the world spirals out of control." The wonderful news is that our Lord is a God of mercy, and He responds to repentance. In Jonah's day, Nineveh was the lone world superpower, wealthy, unconcerned, and self-centered. When the prophet Jonah finally traveled to Nineveh and proclaimed God's warning, people heard and repented. I believe the same thing can happen once again. It's something I long for. Our text today is Jonah 4, verses 10 and 11. Then the Lord said, "You feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there. It came quickly and died quickly. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness, not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city?" God finally reveals the purpose behind the plant, worm, and scorching wind, and blazing sun. God has used all of these as an object lesson to point Jonah to an incredible question that God poses. Trent Butler provides a good explanation of these two verses in the book of Jonah. God tried to calm his prophet with a bit of simple reasoning. Let's compare your situation with my situation. You watched a vine get eaten away and got all worked up with concern and pity over the vine. Now this vine was something that just came to you. You didn't labor over it, and you didn't make it grow. It appeared one night, and it was destroyed in one night. Think about the real value of this vine. Does my prophet love a one-day wonder gourd vine more than my eternal mission? That's your situation, Jonah. Now look at mine. If you love the vine so much, can't I love Nineveh at least that much? Look at all the poor lost people. Love them with me, or love your prejudice. Which will it be? So God is leading Jonah to consider this question. Does he have a right to show compassion to a city full of lost people? It's a sad day when God has to speak to his prophet. It's a sad day when God has to ask his prophet if it is okay for him to care about lost people. No matter who has caused you pain in the past, everyone needs to experience the grace of the Lord. Every person on God's earth should have an opportunity to receive salvation from the Lord. It reminds me of a song that has touched millions of people down through the years. The song is entitled, "People Need the Lord," and was recorded by Steve Green in May of 1994. Carefully listen to the lyrics now. "Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? We are called to take His light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through His love, our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. Only we can share. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize that we must give our lives? For people need the Lord. People need the Lord." The idea for this song emerged from a lunch meeting in Nashville, Tennessee. According to songwriters, Phil McHugh became aware of the obvious pain in the eyes of their waitress, so he said to Greg Nelson, "People need the Lord, don't they?" Nelson responded to McHugh with these words, "Yes, people do need the Lord." From that brief exchange came the idea for the song, which the two men sketched in an outline form during the remainder of their meal. Amazingly, two men eating lunch saw the fact that people need the Lord by looking into the eyes of their waitress. Here in our study, God's prophet Jonah couldn't see this same reality in a city full of people who were lost. As the book of Jonah closes, we're not told Jonah's answer. Did he learn his lesson and change his ways? We'll never know this side of heaven. But we can learn from Jonah and live each day realizing that people need the Lord. Living out your mission will transform your life and make an incredible impact for His glory. Questions for today. What specific lessons have you learned throughout our study of Jonah? In what specific ways are you like Jonah? Read the following quote by John Eckert and spend some time wrestling with his thought-provoking questions. Jonah did go to Nineveh. Jonah did speak the word of the Lord to that city. The results were astonishing. The whole city repented and was spared. Jonah's assignment was to speak to a city. What's your assignment? How many lives hang in the balance as a result of your calling? How many people will be blessed when you obey God? This is a call for Jonah to arise and go to Nineveh. Where is your Nineveh? Whom are you sent to? These are the questions every prophet has to answer. Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for your calling. I pray that each one of us would discern where it is you are calling us and how we are to respond. Thank you for this ancient text that you have preserved so that we can study it. I pray that it would be written on our hearts so that the Holy Spirit may have it as part of your vocabulary when you're speaking to us. In Christ's name, amen.